This is 98.1 Power FM. Harry and Dana with you this morning. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Musselbrook Fair, and Hope Rocks. It's happening at Hope Estate, October 16. Tickets are on sale now at ticketmaster.com.au. There's a bunch of legends turning up. James Rain, Baby Animals, Rose Tattoo, and one of our favourites, Choir Boys. Frontman of the Choir Boys, Mark Gable, joins us this morning. G'day, Mark.
How's it going, Harry and Dana? That's a really strange name that you both got. If you put it together. Look, I'm sorry about that. Forgive my stupid humour. I'm really good, you know. And I'm looking forward to the Hope show, the Hope Estate show. I'm hoping it's going to be good. You know, there's no hopes about it. It's going to be... That's not funny, is it? It's going to be good.
I'm on board. Keep going.
Mark, are you doing like a comedy set as well in between the songs?
Oh, yeah, I'm hilarious. And I'm going to torture James Rain. I love to torture James Rain because he's so serious, you know. I love him. Anyway, side issue. Go on.
So it's been an interesting year for us all, Mark. I saw online that there was a video that went viral of you and your family. You had a strange way of entertaining yourself last year where you rewrote the lyrics to Run to Paradise with your lovely partner, Melinda, and you, like, changed all the lyrics. So it makes me think that music is a massive part of your family and your home life. Is that the case?
No. It's not. I'm just playing Minecraft with my son, Sullivan. Melinda Schneider, you were mentioning, she rewrote the lyrics to Run to Paradise. Yeah. I was asleep at the time. And then when I woke up, she goes, "Oh, I've written this song about COVID," and this is like March, April last year. She said, look at this one. That's really good. And then she said, "We got to record it." And I went, "Oh, no. You know, oh, I've got to work. I've got to record something."
In lockdown.
But it was great. It started up a whole lot of things. So I think it's got something like, you know, 2 million views. 2 million views.
Just for running around the kitchen.
Yeah, running around the kitchen and doing all that kind of thing. That back then, you know, as is still going to be the case because it's opened up doors for production and stuff, one of the guys was in Sydney, one of the guys was in Melbourne, one of the guys was in Brisbane, and we recorded all the parts separately. This, my children, is the future. We are not going to live together anymore. We're all going to live electronically. We're even going to make babies electronically.
Do you think?
You know, it's... because it's like it's going to remove all the problems with relationships. You just like, and then, you know, people won't, I mean, I know it's nutty, but they won't even give birth anymore. They will actually come, babies will come out of the modem.
Comedy set, does do music, gives relationship advice. Is there anything you can't do, Mark?
I'm coming off my meds at the moment because I've been on antidepressants for the last 16 years, so I'm slowly coming off them. Now, in the course of that, I found out, you know, from my shrink, just sitting down talk to him, you know, because he's a local guy, and I go, "You know, it takes me a month to watch a movie," and he goes, "Really?" And then I told him a couple of other things, and he hands me two sheets of paper, and they're tests for ADHD, attention deficit disorder. And I looked at it and I went, "I'm really disappointed. I just thought I was different." So the point is that, no, there's nothing that I can't do. And if I've got some sort of extra disorder, I'm going to be really happy about it.
So,
you know, because I think we're the interesting people. You people are the normal people. We're the interesting people. Tell me that you're normal.
I wouldn't say we're normal.
No, absolutely not.
But I'm fascinated. So the shrink had said to you that you have ADHD.
Well, I had to do a couple of more tests, and yes, he has supposedly diagnosed me with ADHD. And I'm also dyslexic. I've got ADHD, and I walk past another dyslexic person about 15 years ago, when I was living in Sydney, and guess who that dyslexic person was? Guess.
I'm not sure.
Tom Cruise.
What?
It was Tom Cruise, and I didn't even know it was him. It had to be pointed out to me. If I had have known, I would have gone, "You're dyslexic." Like me.
I didn't know Tom Cruise was dyslexic.
Nor did I.
Yeah. So, Mark, how does that has that affected you as a musician? Like, are you just playing the song, then halfway through you're like, I don't want to do this anymore, and just change the set live on stage?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. As my shrink said, he said, you've done pretty well for yeah. someone with this. So I go, why? He said, well, normally they find it hard to focus on something. I go, oh, I see. You know, and, you know, look, I have had trouble focusing, but I've kind of enjoyed it. You know, it's like, when does this interview end?
What's that? Sorry?
When? It was a joke.
You got me. You got me.
I'm really looking forward to this comedy set, Mark.
we love your music and we're looking forward to seeing you live, but I just kind of want you to get out there and just do a spoken word set.
What would I do? You know, this is what you do. If you get up in front of a live audience, right, and I've emceed shows and everything like that, a lot, right? I'm doing the Big Red Bash out there and all that kind of thing. And this is what you do. If you want to get attention, you get out there and you go, hello, how are you going? Are you happy to be here? Now, if you're monotone like that, you will get their attention. But if it's like, you guys are so vibey and alive, I'm sorry, you've got to learn to be monotone on radio as well.
All right, I can give it a go.
Good morning, this is Power FM.
I don't think that'd work the same for the whole show. Do we do the whole show like that?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Because, and then you say stupid things in the middle of it, like, welcome to the show, turds. Anyway, ignore me.
I love it. We can't wait to see you here in the Hunter Valley.
Yeah. Look, we're really looking forward to it. Obviously, the music of Choir Boys, which you'll get around to at some point, I'm assuming, at the show. You can get your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au. Mark, it's absolutely been a pleasure chatting with you this morning. We wish we could chat with you a bit longer, but we're excited to see you here soon.
Well, yeah, thanks. And I can understand that you want to go because, like, I've been driving you crazy. And I haven't shown you the new way to your new lives. But look, I'm looking forward to doing the show because I get to talk to people and
Yay.
Tell them what's in my brain.
Mark, have you got you should do a book, mate. I would read it. I think a lot of people would read a book if you were to write one. Just on future predictions and...
I'm trying to do a book about a great Australian rock and roll stories, you know, about the things... that have happened, you know, about, you know, when Iggy Pop was at the Tivoli in Sydney and he pooed his pants before he had to go on stage. So, yeah, I want to talk about that stuff.
Do you have a pre-show ritual, Mark?
Sorry?
Do you have a pre-show ritual that you do before a show?
Oh, yeah. I spit on the dressing room floor.
My favourite so far.
That's serious. I do. That's what I do. Ritual done. Great show. We're going to do a great show.
All right. Well, we won't go anywhere near the dressing room come Hope Rocks.
Not COVID safe, Mark.
it's not really the flavour of the year at the moment.
Mate, we'll chat with you soon and we'll see you at Hope Rocks.
Okay, Harry and Dana, and I love you very much.
Love you too, Mark. We'll
love
chat soon.
Love you too, mate.